for FFA today from the 92nd National FFA Convention and Expo. I'm Hannah Borg. Joining me is Olivia Flommer, who is a star farmer finalist in the category agri-science. So congratulations on getting here. So let's talk a little bit about your experience in FFA and what got you here today.
Hi, so thank you for having me today. I'm so excited to be here to represent Ohio State University, and then also my FFA chapter back home, St. Trace in Chillicothe, Ohio. And I'm here today because of multiple research projects that I conducted while I was in high school, focusing on pollinators and specifically honeybees. Working on Flommer Farms, one of my focuses was working with the honeybees, and so I wanted to know how I could make my operation better. And in doing so, I had problems that I needed to solve and research that could be done to solve those problems. To get started, I did my first project focusing on pollen in honey and the presence or absence of pollen between store-bought honey and locally produced honey. So I wanted to see how my honey was better than store-bought honey, for example. And I was able to work with Ohio State University and the Ohio State University Bee Lab to kind of kick off my research experiences when I was in high school and discover that actually my honey had more pollen than any store-bought sample, and in some cases the store-bought samples had almost no pollen in it. And so that was really awesome to get started my freshman year. Then my sophomore year, I did a research project looking at insulation over the winter and seeing how insulation could improve honeybee health and their survivability, because in Ohio, losses over the winter is a huge impact for Ohio beekeepers, and so I wanted to see how I could improve that. And so I found that insulation could improve internal hive temperature by about 10 degrees and actually improved my survivability by about 80% from the previous years without using insulation. My junior year, I revisited the pollen in honey and I looked at it a little bit more quantitatively, and so I wanted to look at how much pollen was actually present rather than if there was pollen or if there was no pollen. And I had a much larger sample size, and I was able to kind of improve my scientific method and make it a much better project, in my opinion. And then my senior year, knowing that I wanted to go into agri-science education, I decided to pursue a social science research project and seeing how I could impact the perceptions of pollinators in my community. And so I had a sample size of over 100 students and seeing how I could improve their knowledge of pollinators by doing a lesson, both in the classroom and outside the classroom, working with a honeybee hive that I had started at the school. And so there was a really great increase in the knowledge and changes that students were willing to make at home to see how they could impact pollinators in their area.
Wow, that's so awesome. You covered a lot of there, but I want to back up and let's talk more about your beehive and selling your honey. And what is your business like back home?
Absolutely. So I kind of started out just my family had one or two hives, and I knew my freshman year that honeybees was probably the path that I was going to take. And so I took one or two hives, and throughout the years I started getting more and more experience and also more responsibility with the hives. My dad was kind of my mentor in this project, and he taught me most of what I know, and also we were able to go to Scioto Valley Beekeepers Association meetings, and so I was able to connect with a larger community in Southern Ohio surrounding bees. And so at the peak of my production, I had about 14 hives, and I would produce more than 100 pounds of honey each spring and fall, which was amazing, and being able to sell that to local vendors and then also to people in my area was great, and then partnering that with the research that I was doing on how I could improve the production there.
Talk about some challenges that you have had to overcome in your business and in your research.
Sure. So I think one of the main challenges that not only I face but a lot of other people face is finances and just having access to money and the resources that you need to conduct research and also to have a successful business. And to kind of combat those challenges, I had applied to several different grants, and I was able to win a grant from the American Beekeepers Association my sophomore year, which was actually through FFA, and so I earned $1,000 there, which helped me make my research better and have access to conducting more advanced research that I may not have been able to afford otherwise. And My senior year, the project Getting Bees Actually at My High School was because of the North Central Sustainability Agriculture and Research and Education grant that I applied for. And so I was able to start a beehive operation at my school and then actually have that lesson with students and make change in my community there.
You've had a lot of support along the way, I'm sure. So who would you like to thank for helping you get here today?
Absolutely. So like I said earlier, my dad was a really big mentor for me throughout my whole process. And I'd also like to thank not only my dad, but the rest of my family and all the support that they provide me whenever we would be harvesting honey and all of the hours that go into that and on the farm. And I'd also like to thank my FFA chapter and my FFA advisors, in particular Jennifer Johnston and everything that she's done for me, especially for the strenuous application processes that you go through in FFA and everything that goes along with that. And I am definitely glad for all of the support that I've had along the way.
If your name is called and you're the winner and star in AgriScience, what does that mean to you?
So it means a lot. My school definitely prides itself in being an organization that prioritizes research and science. And I know a lot of times that being an FFA, you can go to other classes and other teachers look at you and think, oh, you're just here for ag. That's all you care about. But we're absolutely educated and we're absolutely focused on science and math and research, and I am definitely glad to represent that. And if my name gets called, I would it's almost proving that point that we are educated and we are focused on developing agriculture in a scientific way.
That was Olivia Flommer from Ohio as a Star in Agribusiness finalist for FFA Today. I'm Hannah Borg.